Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
29, Johannesburg 28, Emela Hlaney reaching a high of 27 degrees.
Kempton Park, R21 North is queuing traffic towards Atlas Road now. Woodmead side, M1 North queuing traffic towards the Buccleuch. And in Bedford View, that crash still causing delays. N3 North, the crash was at Van Buren Road.
We start in Pretoria at the Madlunga Commission of Inquiry. That's where KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Nkunazi told the inquiry that Brown Mahotsi knew months in advance that the political killings task team would be disbanded. Anasasi Mahobu is there.
Nkunazi is unpacking the details of the messages he received from Mahotsi on WhatsApp. He says the message highlighted the businessman's close proximity to Mkunu.
Brown Mahotsi sent a message at 22:38 in the evening. He sends it a WhatsApp to Matlala indicating that the task team that came to your house and harassed you has been dissolved.
In general, by this point, you still don't know.
We don't know anything.
You only came to know about it on the 2nd of January.
Exactly.
Anastasia Mhobu, Jackrand FM News in Pretoria.
On to today's big court news, and the murder case against 31-year-old Tiffany Meek has been postponed to November. Meek is accused of murdering her 11-year-old son, Jaden Lee, whose body was found near their Vleerhof home in May. She also faces additional charges, including defeating the ends of justice. To Parliament now, that's where Johannesburg Mayor Dada Murero told MPs the city has invested 800 million rand in Westbury and Auckland Park for the refurbishment of water infrastructure in the areas. Last week, angry residents took to the streets to protest over water inconsistency, which Murero promised would be fixed within 7 days. He appeared before the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation today.
In Soweto, we are refurbishing 3 of the water reservoirs that has been damaged and which are old. I think some of them are around 50 years old or so, which requires to be refurbished. The project has started. We'll be concluding the project around June, July 2026.
City Power says damage assessments at the Cinder substation in Johannesburg are complete. A fire broke out there yesterday, affecting Melrose, Ilovo, Killarney, Hyde Park and several surrounding areas.
Preliminary indications suggest that vandalism linked to the attempted cable theft at the substation is the possible cause of the fire, but the investigations are still ongoing.
That's City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangera. Moving further afield, and at least 10 people have died and 25 others injured after a fire broke out in a high-rise building in Lagos, Nigeria. Videos on social media showed occupants of the 7-story building jumping out of the 3rd and 4th floors when the fire broke out. And finally, back home here at the Irene Country Club in Centurion, it's a golf day like no other. All in the spirit of giving. It's Jacaranda FM's annual Good Morning Angels Golf Day. And this year, we celebrate 20 years of the station's flagship community upliftment program. We have reason to boast. Good Morning Angels is the longest standing and most consistent weekly community upliftment feature to have been broadcast in South African radio since 2005. And we've also never skipped a broadcast in all that time. Photos and videos on Jacaranda FM's social media pages. I'm Chanel September, more news at 2.
Yay! Nice bulletin there, Lady in the Sunshine.
Woohoo!
Yeah, they really mean it when they say you're going to be doing an outside broadcast.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Goalways! There you go. Verder besonder er Orinis, Orinis, webwerf, jackarandfm.com. Click on that news tab. Right, let's get back to the hits. And by that I mean the missed putts.
Let's go. Jacaranda FM, live from the Good Morning Angels Golf Day.
Throwing petals like, do you love me or not? Head is spinning and it don't know when to stop.